morning to you all. We're glad that you're here on this rainy Sunday morning. We thank the Lord for His goodness to us and allowing us to be together to worship His holy name. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 17, a passage that we're going to be in today. And we read in verse 16, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry." That attitude of his spirit and his heart concerned about the people of Athens, and that they were fully invested in polytheism, fully invested in idolatry. And his heart was just stirred for those people, that he wanted them to hear the gospel. Verse 17, "Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him." And so he took up the arrow. Now remember, Silas and Timothy are still back in Berea. They have not joined him yet. He went alone to Athens. But while he's there, his heart is stirred within him. And I just wonder, in our own hearts and lives, how concerned are we toward those around us that are pursuing things that are opposed to God? Those that worship things that are opposed to God, is our heart stirred enough to want to reach out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Paul's heart was stirred by the people of Athens because of the fact, first of all, they didn't understand God. And as we're going to see today at Mars Hill, he's going to confront them. They were polytheistic. They believed in multitudes of gods. And he draws their attention. There's only one God, and he is the Father of the Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of sinners and the one who rose again from the grave in victory over sin, death, and hell. One God in three persons. We have to understand that when we present the gospel to people, we also have to understand, where are they? What is their understanding of God? And we find here that when he got to Athens, he was dealing with a polytheistic society, worshiping multiple gods. And so what does he do? He goes right to the creation story and starts from there and works his way through all the way to Jesus Christ to establish the truth of one God, not many gods. And I'm thankful today that we have a template for us to understand that we can understand where people are and then show them the truth of God's Word. If we have to take them farther back and show them that God created all things, we do that because we want them to have the right foundation, that they're not just adding Jesus to their list of gods. Everybody understand that? That's not what we're about. We don't want people to adopt Jesus. We want them to be saved by Jesus Christ. And so they've got to understand the truth of the Word of God. And so that requires patience, amen? It required patience from the Apostle Paul, from Timothy, from Silas, as they ministered the gospel to people. First of all, in Thessalonica, where they faced much of the same thing, polytheism. And we're going to see that again today as that premise that went into Athens of confronting head-on their belief system that was incorrect. May we have the patience to love people where they are and to take them to our one and only God and His Son, Jesus Christ.